Tonight, Shir Simin Sadi, Seif Yud Gimel through Seif Yud Ches. Seif Yud Gimel, Mutter Laroik, Bevesa Knesses, it is permitted to spit in Shul, Vidurso Baraglov, and then you should use your foot to rub out the saliva on the floor, or Mechaseo Begam, you maybe cover it with some hemp or grass that's on the floor of the Shul. Mishtabura Sifkan Memdad Laruk Vesa Knesses to spit into Shul Perish, meaning to say Shaloi Bishas Fish Manesri. This is not when you die from Esri. And it could go in Kriyashma Ubi Choser, rather it's during Shema or it's Brachus. Albert Filish Mana Esri or Sur Laruk. But during Shmon Esri it is forbidden to spit to the Kamon Simit Sadi Zion Sif Bez Ayin Shom, as we say later on in Simit Sadi Zion Sif Bez, look there. Sifkatan Memhe Vidar Sober Raglov, and then he should cover it with his foot. Shloye Magula, it should not be noticeable. They have covered because it's derech eretz. It should be honorable for the shul. It shouldn't be noticeable on the floor. For haroitz shelo yaruk tadir beves haknesses. If someone wants to make a point of not spitting regularly when he's in shul, yil as koydim knisaso shoyrish masuk shekorin lekerish. He should chew before he comes into shul the sweet root called licorice. Bafa bokeshari. This is permitted in the morning. There's no arrogance. It's not like you are going to eat this root. But Erev Kippur and Erev Tisha B'Av, it's forbidden. We want the, because he wants the sweetness to linger in his mouth, and that's a problem in Erev Tisha B'Av and Erev Kippur. When he's going to swallow this saliva in his mouth, he'll swallow that sweetness. So therefore, Erev Kippur, Erev Tisha B'Av, this is not a good idea. Sifkatan memvav, mechaseo begemi, you either cover it with your foot, or you cover it with some hemp, or something to say, shem yesh tevin, or gemi or sekneses, if there's some straw, or some of this grass, this hemp in the shul, rokik olav, then he could spit on that, v'insarach l'shafshef, then he wouldn't have to take his foot to rub it out. Shurikika mechusa begemi, because the saliva of the spit gets swallowed up in the hemp in the grass in the straw. So if you doubt it, Yashkim Odom is a Knesset Kadesh Yimone Imha Asar Habishonim. A person should get up early to go to shul to be counted as one of the first 10. Mishtabur Sifkotin Memzayin Kadesh Yimone Vechulu. Vidavka She Yispalo Shom Imohem. It doesn't help to sit in shul and not daven. It means you're going to daven with them. Vari Loha Yamin Habishonim. The Rizal was not from the first 10. Kihutzuchli Panos. It was necessary for him to first go to the bathroom. Shehoi locholi, he had some kind of stomach illness. Vegam kadei sheyelech mutaf betalos with tefillin besekneses, and then he wanted to go wrapped in his talos and wearing tefillin to shul. Vezet I efshar kodem yom, he couldn't do that before day, and therefore other people came when it was still dark out, and they were from the Asar Rishonim. Ubezor naso isa, in the Zohar Kodesh Parshas naso it says she is asu asor biyachad vevol besekneses. The 10 should gather together and go out once to the shul. Siv tezvav. Im nishar odim yichidi mispal bevesa knesses shabasados. If one person lingers, one person is left alone davening in the shul out in the fields, or afilu bevesa knesses shabiyar, even in the shul in the city, im yitfilas arvis, if it's mariv, shemispal and belayla, they add, if he's davening when it's dark out, Chayiv Chavir Lahamtin Lo, his friend must wait for him. Achi Yisayin Tfilaso, until the one who lingers finishes his Shmon Esrei. Kadei Shalo Yisbabel B'Tfilaso, because if he leaves early, it will disturb the fellow who's davening to be left alone. V'yesh Machmir Nafila B'Yoyim, some are strict even during the daytime. U'vivatei HaKnesses Shalon U'Shem B'Ir, in our shuls in the cities. V'marech B'Vakosh Sachanunim, the Mechaber concludes, but if this person who lingers is saying extra requests and extra supplications, then no one has to wait for him. If he is doing extra, then that's his choice, and we don't have to wait for him. Mishtabura sifkatan memches lahamten. We have to wait for the person who takes a long time to daven. Davka im nichnasu b'shove. This is when they came together on time. But if he came in late by himself and he didn't have enough time to finish davening with everyone else, then you don't have to wait for him. When he saw how late he was and he couldn't finish with them, and he came in anyway, Igloi Milsa, that makes it evident she'enu mefached im nishayichidi, that he's not nervous or afraid to be left alone. Mihu, however, midas chasidus ulahatan af b'kei gavna, it would be considered an act of piety to wait for that person even in this scenario. Sifka and design. Ha'holich b'derech v'giyah le'ir, v'rotza lolun ba. A person is traveling on the road, he reaches a city, and he wants to spend the night there. Im lefonav ar'aba amilin makom shem mispalam ba'asara. If the current city, the city he's at, where he wants to spend the night, does not have a minyan, but ahead, within 4 mil, there's a place that they do have a minyan, tzarech le'lech shom, he's obligated to go a little further to the place with the minyan. Ula acharov, and if the place with the minyan is behind him, tzarech lachzer ad mil, he would have to go back up to a mil, k'dei le'hispal el basar, in order to daven with a minyan. Mishnah Berurah of Katan Mem Tavs. He comes to this town where he wants to spend the night. The same is true in the morning. If on the path ahead of him, within 4 mil, there's a place where they have a minyan, he should wait till he gets to that location to daven. Assuming that he will not miss the zman for Kriyas Shema Tefillah by keeping going till he reaches that location. Sifkata nun. Im lefanav, if ahead of him there's a minyan, dafka b'derecha holech lefanav, this means it's on the road he's going, ahead of him. Shebalav hachi yitzdarech l'sof liyeksham, because anyway he's going to go in that direction. Al b'tzedadim, but to go off the side on a detour to find a minyan, dino kimla achro, that's no different than behind him, the shear is 1 mil and that's it. Sifkata nun alef, leilech sham, he has to go to the place of the minyan, and again, provided he will not have to go by himself in order to make the minyan. And it means it's still time in the day before the sun sets. So if he continue up to this 4 mil where there's a minyan, he'll get there when the sun is still up. Because if not, he's not obligated. The Gemara teaches that a person should always get to his destination when the sun is still up. He shouldn't travel at night. So if it's near sunset and he gets to a town, and there is a minyan further up, but he'll have to travel through the night or part of the night to get there, he's not obligated. If you look at the B'fi Megodim, he writes, that if he's traveling and he comes across a group of 10, and al dava mincha, it's a half hour after chatzos. Rashoi, he can do that. Even though, if it wouldn't be this extenuating circumstance, it's not kedai lechatchila to daven so early. Like we learn later in Simei Shlama Gimel, kan mutr, in such a case, he should daven with the tzibur at mincha gedoyla, since he is traveling. Sifka nun beis ula achra v'chulu, to go behind or to the sides, only up to a mil. I am a sifkatan, I couldn't look at the previous sifkatan. By Yosh Beveso, when someone is at home, dino kimil achrov. It's like mil achrov, meaning to say, he doesn't have to travel more than a mil from his house to get to a minyan. Al can therefore, hador be yishuv toch mil amokon shesval basar, if a person lives in a village, and within a mil there's a minyan, tzarech leilech b'chol yom b'borek shesval basar, he has to go every morning that mil to down with the minyan. Avalober, but he doesn't have to go at night. There's no requirement to go at night when it's dangerous for a minyan. This paragraph in Shulchan Aruch is an open rebuke to those people that are in the city with his minyanim, and they're too lazy to go to shul to dav in mincha marv in the shul.
What's a mil?
A mil is 2,000 amas. Close to a mile, less than a mile. Se'if Yud Zayin. Yesh Misha Omer, there are those who say, Shemikol Shkein Shlo Yashkim Odom Leilich Me'ir Shemispal and Boba Asara, that certainly we should learn from this halacha, the previous halacha, that if you're in a city that has a minyan, that you shouldn't leave that city in the morning, Im Yochel Lavo L'mchoz Chavso Ba'or Yom Gadol, if he can reach his destination while it's still daylight, and he wouldn't have to go by himself if he waits for davening, certainly he shouldn't leave town before davening if he can get to his destination with daylight to spare. And if he doesn't have to travel by himself by waiting to daven, because if you have to travel further in order to reach a minyan, if you're in a place with a minyan, certainly you don't leave before davening. Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Nun Gimel Leilich Meir Mari Beharlich LeDvar Rishus. This is discussing a person who's not going for a Dvar Mitzvah, he has to leave for a Dvar Rishus. V'ayim b'fi megodim shehikshu. If you look at b'fi megodim, he asks a question. Dekan mashma dafka ma'ay dezeh yispat le'etzlo tfila b'tzibur. Shulchan Aruch is bringing the shita that he shouldn't leave town before minyan to miss out on tfila b'tzibur. U'b'lo zeshari. If there wouldn't be an issue of tfila b'tzibur, it wouldn't be a problem to leave. Ha'b'lav ha'chi oslo tzeis l'derech koyde tfila shmonesei. But without tfila b'tzibur, it's anyway also to leave town before davening Shmona Esrei, Kidla El B'Semen Pei Tes, Sif Gimel, like we learned in Semen Pei Tes. Back in Semen Pei Tes, Sif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch said that it's Osir Leilich L'Derech Ad Shispal Tfilah Shmona Esrei. It's Osir to go on a trip before davening Shmona Esrei. So what is the concern here that he shouldn't leave town if he has a chance to daven the minyan? He shouldn't leave town before davening at all. So the Mishnah Berurah wants to answer the Primer Gadim's Kasha. But based on what the Rambam wrote back in Siman Pei Tes Sif Gimel, that we could say this halacha is taught by someone who said brachas before davening. Because back in Siman Pei Tes Sif Gimel, the Rambam says, Yesh Mekilim, that if he said brachas, so then he can go on the trip before he davened shacharis. And the Mishnah Berurah is saying that that's the case over here, that he said brachas. So he wants to go on his trip. The problem is, he had tefillah b'tzibur. V'afilu hachi asur kamish v'bitul tefillah b'tzibur. Even if he said brachas, and he'd be able to leave town without davening shacharis, because he said brachas already, but there's bitul tefillah b'tzibur. If there's no tefillah b'tzibur where he's going, and it's tefillah b'tzibur where he is, he should b'davka stay because of tefillah b'tzibur. Sifka nundad v'shlo yehei v'chulu. That he shouldn't have to walk by himself if he waits for davening. But if there's a caravan going and they're not going to wait for him, if he goes to shul, mutter, then the halacha is he would not have to go to shul. He could daven beforehand and then go. If you chas, Beis HaMedrash Kavua Kadosh Yosef Beis HaKnesses. There's actually more Kedusha in the Beis HaMedrash than the Beis HaKnesses. Well, Mitzvah L'Spalabo Yosef Beis HaKnesses. There's a greater Mitzvah to daven in the Beis HaMedrash than the Beis HaKnesses. V'Yishei Spal B'Sor, as long as there's 10. The Beis HaMedrash was a place where they used to learn and didn't always daven there. Beis HaKnesses is a place where they daven and they didn't learn. But if there's a minyan davening in the Beis HaMedrash, there's more Kedusha in the Beis HaMedrash than the Beis HaKnesses. The Ramah adds, V'Yesh Arm, and some say, that even if there isn't a minyan, it's still better to daven in his regular Beis Medrash where he learns. But this only applies to someone whose whole life is engaged in Torah study. That is his profession. And without any other reason, he's not going to leave the Beis Medrash. So you're going to make him leave the Beis Medrash to go to Beis Knesset to daven. If that's the only reason why he's leaving Beis Medrash, let him stay in the Beis Medrash. V'afilu hachi, and nonetheless, lo yagal asma lasos kein, it still shouldn't be a habit. Shlo yilmudu ama ya'aretz yimenu, because the other people are going to learn from him. V'yisbat l'mei sekneses, and never go to shul. So it becomes a chel Hashem. So he shouldn't make a habit of it. V'kol shkein, shli asik b'tur b'mei sekneses, v'zvan shetzibu oim sikhas etchines. And certainly, he shouldn't go to shul and learn Torah there. While the tzibu is saying slichas and techines, he shouldn't be learning from a seif. Mishtaburu, sifkot nun hei, v'yishispal basara. There's an advantage of davening in the Beis Medrash if there's a minyan. Even though in shul there's more people and you have the element of Ravam Hadas Melach, we still say that the Beis Medrash is better or more advantageous. When do we say this? For someone who learns in the Beis Medrash, and in order to prevent the Bittul Torah of going to the shul, he could daven in the Beis Medrash. But otherwise, you're not learning a Beis Medrash. Rav Am Had Adif. It's better to go to shul with the Mitzibur. Ken Kasef HaPimei Gadim. So writes the Pimei Gadim. V'nir Parshat. It would seem simple. Zedavka beveis HaMedrash shekavu al yachid limud. This is when you have a Beis Medrash where it's set for this person to learn. The lo kavu kedushas al kolkach. It doesn't have that greater kedusha because it's only for yachidim. Chedemashim Magen Avram b'simekuf l'gimel sefalf. This is implied from Magen Avram b'simekuf l'gimel. That's what we're talking about over here. But let's say you have a base medrash that's established for many people to learn Torah. That is certainly a place that is more kedusha than a shul. And it's better to daven in the base medrash for the rabbim than to daven in a shul if you have a minyan in the base medrash. Even though the shul has more than the base medrash. This would apply to even someone who doesn't come to learn the base marriage. This comes to daven there. Chedisa b'gemara, like the Gemara teaches, the oyev Hashem sha'arim hamatzion b'halacha yoser yivat ekinisius b'chulot. The Baruch Hu loves the gates where you find halachas more than the shuls. V'chein mashma mikam achronim, and this is implied for many achronim as well. So the prel who's not learning in the base medrash shouldn't go if it's a private base medrash. But if it's a public base medrash and many people learn there, he can go there to daven, even though there's more people in the shul. Today, it's very uncommon to find a shul that's not a base medrash. Kamar every shul I know of, people are learning as well. Maybe the shtiblach are different. If you go to a place that's shtibl, maybe they just have minyanim around the clock and there's no real shiurim going on over there. But most shuls do have divrei Torah and shiurim going on in the shuls, and it would be a base medrash as well. Sivkatan nun vav. The Amor brings a yesh oimim that it's better for someone who's Torah subnasu does daven biyichidus in beis medrash. Ve'ena mispat v'chulu, because otherwise he's not leaving his learning except to go to shul. What's lo meaning to say? The only time he leaves beis medrash is if it's absolutely necessary for his body or his learning. So he shouldn't go to shul. Even if you don't have 10 in the beis medrash. Because as he's walking, it's bitul for him. Look in the commentary of Vilna Gaon, who writes that in this situation of someone whose Torah is his profession, even according to the first view, you wouldn't eat a minion. And certainly someone is teaching Torah to Talmidim, he shouldn't ignore his learning and teaching to go to shul if it means he's not going to be able to teach. However, the Rama says, we don't want people to learn from him not to go to shul. They're not going to judge him. They're not going to give him the benefit of the doubt that he's not going to shul because of his Torah. Because he's busy learning, he'll daven b'yichidus. They're not going to say that. Ragyoma, they're going to say, that's not a big deal. You can daven b'yichidus. And if he doesn't care, certainly I don't have to care. But they won't care about davening and they won't come to shul. And certainly, you shouldn't be learning when the tzibur is saying slichis. V'chein b'shas kriyas haTorah or during kriyas haTorah, ayin simen kuf mem vav. Look at simen kuf mem vav. Kasev v'sefer ma'am Mordechai. Look at the sefer ma'am Mordechai. Dimu kvar hispalel ve'enu oimed sham. Ela la'anos hakadeshim v'kadushus. Let's say a person already davened, and he's staying in shul for the next minyan to answer kaddish, to answer kedusha. May oisim sheporsim al shema o shechoyzim chal tefila. Either they're saying a baruch hu or the chazor seshatz. So he can learn. He can learn, and he's not concerned. And this is clear from the Ramah. The problem is if he's Perish Menet Sibur. But if he himself is not part of the Sibur, he davened already, it's not a problem. I and Shem look him over there.